This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Hardcore Country Mickey James, and you are listening to Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Wrestling POV. What's today?
I forgot.
Shit. Today's May the second. Wow, May 2nd. Yeah, good May the second. God.
It's been going wild, fellas.
You know what? In celebration.
This day, I see no fans with a crowd I used to know.
All right, that's enough, because I know Josh is probably going to be like, delete.
Damn right. He is fuming.
He'll be pulling a Matt Hardy. Delete.
You know, I saw on Facebook, was it on Facebook he posted that on there? He thought that was me singing. That wasn't me.
I mean, if that was you singing, I'd call you a different album. That was good.
Oh, my Lord. That was too funny. He was upset. I could tell.
I mean, like, how could he not be?
Yeah.
It's his favorite wrestler, get made fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is.
It is. Too bad, yeah. Josh.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So I want to talk about this. Oh, my God. I know, guys, when you listen to the show, you really don't want to hear too much drama. But you know what? If there wasn't drama, we wouldn't have a show.
That's true.
That's what makes podcasts drama.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
And our point of views, and if we agree, we agree. If we don't, we just don't. So here's what God, we got to talk about this. AEW, Tony Khan, when he came out and said, Elliot, do you got the exact verbiage of what Tony Khan said about WWE?
I can look it up right now, real quick here.
Okay, yeah. Look it up while we're talking. But by the way, Elio's back.
Yeah, he didn't turn heel no more.
Yeah. No, I still think he's a heel. You should have heard the shit he was talking about you, Clay, right before you popped up, before the show.
Is that right?
Yes.
You were late. It's like, what? Like last week you said I was afraid to show up.
You were.
This week you're afraid to show up and defend your title.
Damn.
What's going
the
on?
Hell? I'm like The Rock now. I'm being called out late and shit like that.
I heard about that.
Right.
You know, I never thought I'd hear the day Elio yelling at somebody.
It had to be me. It just had to be me. So it's all good.
Oh, but you know what? Due to popularity, Elio is the most favorite out of all three of us.
I can see why.
Everybody loves Elio, whether he's a heel or a babyface. We got the Stone Cold Steve Austin of Wrestling POV.
There you go.
So that debacle that happened on Dynamite last week with Tony Khan and the Young Bucks and Jack Perry. Now, is he going by Jungle Boy, or is just Jack Perry now? He's not going by Jungle Boy no more?
I think it's just the scapegoat,
right? Jack Perry or the scapegoat Jungle Boy?
No, I think Jack Perry.
Ah, so he just ditched the name. So anyway, if you've been living under a rock, what's been going on is that Tony Khan got attacked, got a pile driver done on him. He went to the draft, the NFL draft, and I did say he's got to wear a neck brace, and he did.
I have respect for. Up to that point, you're still with the gimmick. I mean,
yeah.
But then afterwards, like, go on.
Yeah.
You kind of ruined it for me.
Okay, I've got the quote here.
Okay, perfect timing. So he was interviewed about something. I forgot what it was. I think it was about AEW. And Elio, read what Tony Khan said about his company and WWE.
So, Tony Khan, in an interview, said the following. AEW, we've been doing this for 5 years. We are the most successful sports startup since the AFL pre-merger. There has not been a challenger brand that has gained as much market share as AEW in many, many years. We are like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. We're up against an evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW, like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. I'm really proud of what we do down here.
Mm, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Like, no.
Is that the first time you heard it, Clay?
No. I read it throughout the week. Yeah. It's when it's read to me through Elio's voice, it's like, oh God, I can't believe that it came out of this man's mouth. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, here's and then, the thing.
Actually, Eric Bischoff fired back a comment.
Yes, I saw that. Ooh. You got it? You got that right there, too?
I think I found that one as well. He said that your urine sample. That's what he called Tony Khan.
But did you also hear that they're saying that that WWE is paying Eric Bischoff to bash AEW? Did you guys hear that?
No, are they?
Yes,
really?
Yes.
What?
That's awesome.
Yes, I swear to God, they're saying. Wow. That WWE is paying Eric Bischoff to trash AEW.
Yeah, here's a quote. No, Tony Khan, you're more like a urine sample than you are Pepsi. What?
And you know what? That's the perfect guy to pay to do that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously,
that's true. But either way, though, I mean, the things that Eric Bischoff said, and he was legit pissed. About the whole company, about the whole product. I mean, it's like, come on, man. I was telling Elio before the show that, you know, I lost my train of thought. Oh, that while I was watching, that's how bad AEW is. But I was watching AEW and I was just like tone deaf to it, which we will go over in the second part of the show. But it's like, dude. You know, and then, you know, because I listen to a lot of other podcasts, mainly, you know, legends, well, not legends, but, you know, guys that's been in the business for a while, because I have a theory, you know, you're never too old to learn something. And, you know, I always believe that even with pro wrestling and stuff, too, as long as I've been involved in it, you always learn something new. Mm-hmm. But that's why this show is about, is your own point of view, whether I agree or not. You know, maybe sometimes it could be, you know, I can change somebody's mind, or there's been plenty of times these guys has changed my mind. So I was listening to, what the hell is his name? Kevin Nash, his podcast. And he had some interesting, he had a very interesting take. It wasn't anything about what Tony Khan said, but it was about all the goddamn titles that's in AEW. So take a listen to what he said.
Okay, when we talk about AEW, whatever they're doing right now ain't working. I don't know. Every time I watch, it looks closer and closer to a pandemic in the building that they run. So another thing is there's so many fucking belts on that show. Moxley opened the show last night. You know, so he came out. And he's got a he's got a belt, and then the next guy who comes out's got another belt from some other thing. Somebody else has got a belt on, and he's got a belt. Somebody else has got a belt on. The next guy who comes out's got another belt. And then Samoa Joe's got a belt. And I'm like, well, who the fuck is that? Okay, so then they have these six mans where we realize, okay, these are this guy. This must be the shitbirds because nobody has a belt. I think that what they're doing right now is they are just booking matches. Like, there's no build-up. Bad TV in any form or fashion is just bad TV.
Now, you cannot disagree with what he said. Whether he was high or not. Because everybody knows he's a huge pot smoker.
Their pay-per-views are good, but every week it's the same garbage on television. Dynamite is terrible. You book random matches. It's like any show I'd go see at a live event.
Yeah,
these are like house shows I used to go watch, and when I was growing up.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the thing about AEW, and like Kevin said, you got belt after belt after belt, but nobody really knows the belts in general, because you got New Japan's belts coming in, ROH belts coming in, these random other belts coming in that out of nowhere, but then realize, oh, well, the AEW champion is nowhere to be found until the mid part of the show. It's like, don't you want to be like Swerve Strickland is right now? Don't you want him to be top of the card, and yet you're putting him in guys like people with ROH?
And again, you have your AEW world champion. Why are you defending another company's title in the main event of your show?
Exactly. It makes no sense. Then the fact of that, like we've said before, and Kevin just said it too, random booking. It's just the same random shit every week. Random guys going against random guys for whatever reason. There's no story. There's no build. And it makes for bad TV. And I wish they would have some type of build with, you know, any match in general. It just gets to the point of boredom. And I'm sorry. It's just truth. So that's where I'm at with it.
Now, I don't know if this is a piece that Eric mentioned. I know he's talking about AEW, but I don't know if this is what he was talking about with the whole, I was trying to look for it, the whole Swerve Strickland, when he won the title, and then what happened the following week where he shows up and he fights some jabron. So just take a listen to what he says here.
Not say that the better matches are in AEW. I think occasionally we do see some great matches in AEW that stand out. But I also see a lot of slop and a lot of just not ready for prime time action in an AEW ring. So I'm not one of those people that go, oh, there's better wrestling in AEW. I think occasionally there are some fantastic matches in AEW because there's some great talent in there. But for the most part, I'm not impressed with a lot of what I see in the ring. I think it's very sloppy. I don't want to be negative and pick things apart, so I'm not going to name names on this episode. But there was a lot of stuff last night that I saw that left me thinking to myself, you would never see that in a WWE ring.
Do you think that's because they've just had less repetition? I mean, the AEW schedule, all wrestling schedules, a lot lighter than it used to be, certainly even WWE, but AEW, I mean, a lot of those performers are working at best once a week, and oftentimes, because the roster's so big, less than that. And so do you think that's just a lack of repetition, maybe?
Could be, especially for some of the younger talent, but there's some of the older talent, veteran talent that have been around for a while that just don't look like they should be in that ring, quite honestly.
Now, here's the thing. Is he right or wrong? First of all,
he's right.
I mean,
he's right.
But for me, it does not sound like he sounds like how we're talking. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, we're going to fucking call it out. I don't understand why Tony Khan cannot accept the fact that he's fucking that company up.
Majorly. Big time.
He's got kids in EVP position.
Yes.
That don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
No. But then the fact of that you put, say, and I'm not throwing them out there, I'm just saying, you throw the Hardy Boys out, right?
Yeah.
They're not in wrestling shape. I'm sorry. They were never, especially Jeff. And you keep throwing it into them, especially that match they had with Darby that was sickening.
Yeah.
A few months back. It's just, you don't know how to book matches. And I'm sorry. You don't. And it shows. And it's showing your company right now.
Yeah. I agree with that. You know, it's just that it seems like Tony Khan gets butthurt every time. Now, mind you, these guys are legends.
Yeah.
Talking about that Tony Khan needs a fucking reality check. Conan says it all the damn time. Kevin Nash is saying it. Fucking now, you know, Eric Bischoff, if you like him or not, Jim Cornette, he bashes the hell out of AEW.
And he works for the company.
Yeah. Wait, what? Jim Cornette?
Cornette does?
No, Jim. Oh, Jim Cornette. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking Jim Ross. Never mind.
I was like, when did George
Jim? No, he'd straighten things out, though. Jim Cornette.
He would. Ooh, whether you like the guy or not, he does make sense on a lot of things that he says. And
I think you're gonna, he would have a heart attack if he tried fixing this shithole.
But Jesus, I mean, come on. You really going to tell me that Eric Bischoff, a guy that beat WWE in the ratings for 83 weeks, hence his show 83 weeks, and you're gonna turn and get mad because you're gonna act like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about? It's like, come on, the guy knows, man. He might not be the you know what? I can't even say that. He's a very smart man as far as what to put on television.
I mean, if I was Tony, I'd listen to him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Tony Khan doesn't listen to anyone.
No.
If you even if you were to try to talk to him, he doesn't listen to anyone.
And that's his downfall.
It is. And who was it? Somebody said all he is a fanboy with money or some shit like that.
I mean, isn't wrong. Look, I mean,
no,
straight up the facts.
No,
it's like it's sitting right there. He is a fanboy.
Especially the fact that if he is really paying these people millions of dollars, he's a dumbass. I'm sorry. Because think about it this way. Think about it this way. Okay? But you never see that in WWE. If somebody's too pricey, they negotiate. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't think Tony Khan does that. I think he's seriously, that's why people go there. Why not?
Look, Mercedes Moné. I'll make a prime example.
Let me ask you a question. Has she had a match yet?
No.
You're paying her all that fucking money for her to talk.
You're speaking about contracts. When I was listening back to the show last week, so I was looking stuff up, House of Black.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, some wrestlers are not getting the graphics. The blank is all elite. So they just post the shadow picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what Julie Hart did, and she just signed a contract with them.
With who?
With AEW.
AEW, and Malakai Black, I believe, has till 2027 on his.
Damn.
Ugh. Just Malakai though, or the rest? Is it Brody and Buddy too?
I didn't get to. I didn't look up Brody King and Buddy Matthews, but the first one that popped up was Malakai Black.
Really?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, man. He's probably itching to go back to WWE. Plus, his wife is there. Come on.
Right, and I feel like he's in Andrade's position, and Andrade got back to the Royal Rumble. So
exactly.
I mean, I feel like if they can get out of the contract, he could if he really, really wanted to get out of the contract, you know.
Yeah.
Andrade was up, right? His contract, he was up, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know, man. It's just like you said, I feel like Tony goes into a negotiation with people. Like, I'm just saying, prime example, Mercedes Moné. Hey, I want this money. Okay, boom.
Yeah.
Made it happen. Guarantee fucking to you.
I want my own locker room.
Yeah, I want my own locker room. Bang, there it was. WWE, I'm sure, negotiated with Mercedes Moné and Sasha Banks, but she was too pricey. And they're like, well, go be your big head in AEW.
Yep.
I guarantee you. I wish I was on the fly of the wall to hear that bullshit.
Yeah.
I really was.
And you got to think about Edge, too. I mean, I'm pretty sure WWE and what people don't understand is that WWE does look out for their wrestlers. They looked out for Daniel Bryan for a very long time when he had those injuries, but they still had him involved. They were just keeping him safe, and there's nothing freaking wrong with that. I'm pretty sure that with Edge, I'm pretty sure it was the same thing, but they probably was giving him a lesser role in WWE, because look at what he's doing in AEW. You know, his first thing was to have a feud with Christian and then win a title and then lose it in 5 seconds and then gets it back, a mid-card title out of all things. It's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You look at Cesaro, you know? Cesaro, he's like, he's doing what he was doing in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry. He is.
And what the fuck happened to Miro? Again?
Again?
He's gone.
He wasn't. The last time I knew was that he went into Tony Khan's office when Rampage or whatever the fuck that show was called, when they were talking, when that shit was going to get up and running. And that was it. That's the last time I seen him.
I mean, I met the dude. I should have asked him.
You should have.
Right? He's really nice, though.
Him and Lana broke up, right? They're divorced? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so
he ain't going to WWE then. Never mind.
No.
Well, because I think Damian Priest is hitting that Lana.
Yo, I've heard that rumor before, and I'm like, no fucking way. But yeah. Hey.
She's always taking pictures with him.
That's true.
So apparently Miro's out with an injury or something.
Again?
That's what I'm reading.
About how we both said again.
they were supposed to put both him and Keith Lee in that Meat Madness match of Revolution, but that didn't happen. So, and it says Miro also vows to come back stronger than ever while he remains absent due to injury.
Well, he didn't look injured a couple months ago when I met him.
Who knows? Buddy Matthews is the same. 2027 is his contract.
Damn. Now, wait a minute. Speaking of, where the fuck's Keith Lee been?
That's what I was getting ready to ask. He was at the Hall of Fame.
Quick cameo at the Hall of Fame.
And of course, you know, people lose their minds. Oh my God, Keith Lee.
I know, right? Keith Lee's back. Bearcat.
Bearcat, yeah. So fucking stupid.
I don't know, man. I think for me, honestly, Tony Khan needs a huge reality check, man.
Yep.
If it's
before it gets worse.
Yeah. And I think it's gonna get worse. Now wait a minute. I heard that his TV deal, they didn't renew it.
No. It got dropped, yeah.
Yeah. So where the fuck is he gonna go?
I'm sorry. What were you saying? AEW is great. What?
I know, right?
They were negotiating some new contract, and then they're like, no.
They said no, because the numbers are not there.
They're not.
They can't even break a million viewers.
No. So I don't know. And like I said, I don't see AEW being a thing in 5 years. The way they're running, it may not be next year. Yeah. I don't know. But it's getting bad.
It's
sinking Titanic.
The show, the matches. I mean, and granted, just like what Eric Bischoff said, not all of it is bad. They do have some good matches, and we do say, hey, that was a good match. But the build-up, the promos, the vignettes, all that, the production is just horrendous.
Elio said earlier, the pay-per-views are not that bad.
They're fucking long as shit.
They are long, but they do have some good matches most of the time in the pay-per-views.
Yeah. But
like Tony is saying, like everything else is just bleh.
Yeah. Sorry, WWE's production is so much better than AEW's. And it gets me upset because of the fact that a lot of people say the minute WWE does an innuendo about AEW, they're like, oh, WWE can't keep their mouth shut. Shut the fuck up, because AEW does it all the fucking time.
Tony Khan has been poking that bear since the start.
And what's he trying to accomplish by doing that? It's nothing.
To get a fucking reaction. That's all he ever wants to do is get a fucking reaction. Oh, yeah. Talking about WWE. Nobody cares. Bro, you're not competition.
But it's making him look like an ass.
Yes.
It's not making him look like a genius.
No.
You know, you know what? Wait a minute. Let's talk about this bullshit that happened last week real quick when he got hurt and all this other stuff. Now, mind you, hear me out. While I was coughing. He got beat up by the Elite. But then when all that bullshit happened backstage, he was fearing for his life, and he didn't even get touched. And he did what he did to CM Punk, so don't you think he would do the same thing to fucking the Young Bucks and Okada and Jack Perry? You know what? That's what the hell I'm talking about. It doesn't make sense, bro. You blew up that video for what? He was trying to make it look like, yeah, see, it was all CM Punk's fault. And I'm sorry. I know he's getting a lot of shit being told in his ears. Oh, you should do this because then it'll show that it was all CM Punk's fault.
But then the Young Bucks were pointing into the storyline saying it was part of the storyline for their match with FTR at Dynasty.
Yeah.
What did that have to do with Punk, though?
Exactly.
Their match. It had nothing to do with Punk.
It was their way. No, but it was their way of showing that what CM Punk had said during WrestleMania week was wrong, that he was the one that started it and blah, 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 blah. But it showed that CM Punk was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But then it gets to me. It's like, okay, you're trying to combine reality with fiction. But he can't even do that right because he was fearing for his life. He fired CM Punk. He got his ass whooped in front of millions and millions, well, now hundreds and hundreds of people. And he doesn't fire the Young Bucks, Okada, or Jack Perry?
Exactly.
Give me a break. It doesn't make sense. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody. It just does not make sense, and make it make sense. Now that we're done bashing AEW for a little bit, unless you guys got more to say on it.
No, I'm good.
All right. I have to talk about this fucking horrendous draft that the WWE did this week.
Man.
What? There's only, oh my God, what, three people that got switched around, if you want to call it that?
That was it. Like, going through this draft on SmackDown and Raw, it was like the people got drafted to the same
brand.
Almost every one of them did.
This was confusing. What was the point of this draft? You're drafting people to a brand that they were on to begin with.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Why? When I hear a draft, they switch.
Like, yeah.
The stars switch.
NXT ones were surprised, like Cameron James to Raw. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
And actually, Dijak got drafted to Raw too.
Yep.
Afterwards, yeah.
Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah.
Who else?
And he was drafted? Wearing a Bray Wyatt shirt.
He was.
Yeah. But, and then you haven't seen Braun Strowman in months, and he gets on Raw.
No, but here's the one that really got me. They were trying to act like this was huge, and it's like, wait a minute. No, it isn't. When they named Odyssey Jones drafted to Raw.
Wasn't he drafted last year?
Exactly.
Never
was. He never showed up.
No, I think, honestly.
Show up again this year.
No, I think he was hurt mainly, but I don't recall.
I gotta look this up now.
I don't recall him ever being on Raw.
No.
Honestly.
Never been. Not once.
No. The Bloodline stayed on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
The only surprises was the guys from NXT going on the main roster.
Yeah. Well, Nia Jax went to SmackDown.
Was Randy Orton on SmackDown or Raw originally?
SmackDown.
Okay, then he stayed on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you got the Final Testament, Karrion Kross and the rest of the guy, AOP. They went to Raw, mm-hmm. So that was cool. I was like, okay, all right, that's good for them, good for them. But this draft was just so fucking bad.
It was. And I normally look forward to the WWE draft, honestly.
I do too. This was horrendous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Odyssey Jones has been on the road, apparently, because he isn't injured. WWE develops. He's good to go whenever WWE develops creative plans. They were pitching an idea to put him with the Street Profits and Lashley's group at one point.
Really?
How would that work? They were supposed to be a heel gimmick at first, and then how are you going to throw Odyssey Jones in there? Because Odyssey Jones is this happy, go-going, huge dude, at least in NXT.
Yep.
And then anyway, unless they were going to go like babyface in that, then Austin Jones may fit in that. But even then, I don't see the Street Profits and Bobby with Odyssey Jones. I just can't see it. Well,
he could fit, but yeah. I mean, Christ, we got to see him on TV first.
Exactly. Right? We got to see him outside of NXT.
Yes.
Can we do that? speaking of that, Blair Davenport also got out of NXT.
Yes.
To go to SmackDown. Yep. Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She was in AEW, too, if you guys remember. When AEW first started.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Bea Priestley.
Yeah.
Bea Priestley. Shit. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Not so, that she said that.
You know, it's good for her, though, because she is talented. Yeah.
Oh, she is but very talented. That thing, though, I love the reaction to them, though.
Yeah.
Like, Kiana, Blair, and Lyra all cried during that. I feel like that was a real reaction, which I appreciate that.
That's what I noticed with all these drafts. Like, the NXT wrestlers, they all have, they all look like they have real reactions when they get drafted.
Yeah. I don't think they tell them. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think they tell them. They wait to. Yeah. And that's not, there's nothing wrong with that, but the rest of the draft was fucking horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Damn. All right.
Bad.
So, anything else before we go and make our picks for this weekend's pay per view?
Eric Rowan's back with WWE.
That's right. He signed.
Yeah, he did. Welcome, Eric Redbeard or Rowan. Yeah, sure.
part of Wyatt Six?
He's got to be. How could you sign Eric Rowan and him not be part of this? Seriously.
Exactly.
Don't put him in no stupid gimmick again where he's hanging around the spider.
Keep the fucking spider away from Eric Rowan.
That was bad.
Do that shit.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. That was pretty dumb. All right, well,
Tony
let's get...
Khan. No, I'm just kidding.
He would.
He would.
Oh, my God.
We're going to sabotage WWE. We're going to have Eric Rowan carry a spider around. That would be great.
He would change it to a rat and be like, no, let's do a rat instead. Fucking dumbass.
Right.
All right, you guys ready to do our picks for Backlash?
Yes, sir.
All right, Elio, you got the card. Let's get right to it.
All right, first match I have Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. I've got the Bloodline going.
I got Bloodline, yeah.
I'm right there with you guys.
I'm pretty sure if Jacob Fatu does not show up on SmackDown this week, then he's definitely showing up at that pay-per-view.
Well, wasn't he supposed to be for the draft, though? Wasn't there a rumor that he was supposed to come out?
No. I think I said it last week where they were going to debut him last Friday, but they changed their mind and decided to wait. So, if he's not there on SmackDown tomorrow, then he'll definitely be at the pay-per-view. Yeah. Hey, he's jamming out over there.
He is.
Who's that, jazz?
That was the gentleman's music.
Hey, he's a heel.
That's right? True. It's gotta be bad jazz.
I was like, I gotta get in the mood. Let me play some jazz. But yeah, I think if Jacob Fatu does not show up on SmackDown, he'll definitely be at the pay-per-view. But by the way, fucking Tama Tonga, man. In 2 weeks of him being in WWE, and he's like the biggest threat there is on SmackDown.
I have a question. What was an MFT?
That's what I was going to ask you guys.
Huh?
What's an MFT?
You don't know what MFT means?
No. What's MFT?
My future... tongs. I don't know. Somebody said my family tree, but that doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, my family tree, Tama Tonga. What? That sounds terrible.
For my thongs? I don't know.
That should be a post. What do you think MFT says? Right?
Yeah, actually, let's put it up on our Facebook.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
So next match for the Women's Tag Team Championships, Kabuki Warriors versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill.
This is tough.
Now, there's two ways this can go. Either Jade can turn on Bianca and then they can have their little feud, or they're going to win it. My pick is Bianca and what's her name? Jade?
Jade. Yeah.
That's my pick, but I think if I'm wrong, then I think the latter is going to happen. I think she's going to turn on Bianca. But if they don't, then hey, that's her first gold. So
there you go.
But that's my pick, Bianca and Jade Cargill.
Well, I'm right there with you, Tony. I'm going Jade and Bianca here to win the tag titles. You know, in real life, that Jade and Bianca are best friends. They probably want a tag. They probably want a tag team championship before their feud and get a little bit of a run and then turn at some point and cost the tag titles whenever. But I have a feeling that damage control is going to fall here. So I'm going to go Jade and Bianca.
Well, and plus, I think they're – yeah, no, I think they are going to win. Never mind, because number one, Kabuki Warriors got – well, Damage Control, they got drafted to Raw, actually.
Yeah.
But so I'm sure they're going to drop it. That way it keeps them in Raw, but it also keeps Bianca and Jade on both brands.
Okay, because that was confusing me, because they said tag champions were all protected.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, you just
drafted
the Kabuki Warriors. What?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense.
Didn't they say for years, though, that the women's titles didn't matter which brand they were on?
And yeah.
Now it's like...
And by the way, we were asking where the NXT tag team championships were. The Kabuki Warriors, because they unified the titles.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Who do you got, Elliot?
I've got Jade and Bianca.
Okay.
Perfect. Our next match for the WWE Women's Championship Triple Threat: Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton.
Bayley.
I'm with you. I gotta go Bayley. She just won the title.
Yeah.
I got Bayley as well.
That was quick.
Next for the World Heavyweight Championship: Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. I'm going Damian Priest.
Yeah, so am I.
Same here. Damian Priest. Again, just won the title. You're going to tell me?
Yeah.
No offense to Jey Uso, but come on now.
And last match for the undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles.
Cody. Yeah.
Cody, you're going to go through this whole thing again? He's going to end his story in the one pay-per-view? Come on now.
Those are the match. That's a card for Backlash France.
Damn.
All right. There you go.
So, what time does it start on you guys? Is that on the East Coast?
1 p.m.
1 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, so that's 11 in my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Afternoon pay per view. And then on the 4th of May, may the 4th be with you.
There you go.
You know what I just realized? You know what I? Yeah. You know what I just realized too? What episode are we on right now? 423 or 422? Is this 422 or 423?
I think 420. This is. Oh, this is.
It is 422. This one's 422.
This one. Yeah.
Last week, 421. The Dynasty Review.
Okay.
Oh shit! You're right, Elio. I'm sorry.
But did you guys realize that episode 420 was released on 420?
I didn't notice that. That's good on our part.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is funny as shit. All right. You know what? Let's take a quick pause for the cause. And when we come back, we got This Week in Wrestling.
What's up, wrestling fans? It is yours truly, Ruby Soho. And you're listening to Wrestling POV Podcast with the man, Tony Diaz.
Wrestling POV Podcast, and always do it with flair.
Woo! This is the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
And we are back, and you can find Wrestling POV every Saturday on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Amazon Music. And now, Tony, let's get to This Week in Wrestling.
All right. Well, WWE pretty much had their draft, which we talked about in the first half of the show. But nothing really stood out for me this week. I mean, I'm pretty much stumped. What do you guys got?
Here's my thing, and I'm going to start off with Raw. Logan Paul brings Patrick Mahomes to Kansas City, obviously, going to Kansas City.
I was confused because I had to ask, was Logan Paul a face? Because what was that promo he cut when he was doing the draft pick? I'm like, what?
Whatever YouTube friend of his should not have called out them picks.
No.
He was annoying as fuck.
Yeah, he was.
I am speed, whatever the fuck his name is.
I show speed. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
Shit. Yeah. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, whoop-de-doo. Logan Paul punches JD McDonagh in the face with Super Bowl rings. Okay. Wouldn't pan to the crowd or anything.
Yeah, but that was a straight up freaking hit, though.
It was. Yeah. Braun Strowman returning to Raw.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Braun, go back bald because that that's terrible. What is that? That is bad.
Bro. He's rocking that mullet.
No. Rock the bald, man. Bald is beautiful. I'm going right there with you. I just wear a hat 24/7. So it's all good. But that's really all I have for Raw. And even, did you guys see in the back, though? I forget whose interview it was.
Yeah. Talk about Liv Morgan and Dominic. Yeah, I told you.
Coming out the back. Yep. Wait a minute. Something's cooking here.
Yep.
Huh.
Told y'all. Didn't I say that? Yeah. I called that shit a long time ago.
You did.
I called it. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Raw for me, it was all right, I guess. I know they got to build it up with Chad Gable and shit, but for me, Otis is a big mofo. Why don't you just say, yo, watch who you're talking to or something, bro? But I get the character that he's doing, you know?
I think it's only a matter of time, though.
Yeah.
I think you can only push Otis to the limit. Yeah.
Man. My God, that super kick did send me to the ring like Chad Gable's just talking. Super kick. I'm like, what?
Right.
But you know who else I think is going to join Chad Gable's new Alpha Academy? I think it's going to be Ivy Nile. Because think about it. She's been close with Maxine. True. If you notice, she walked her out and all this other shit. So I think that's all a setup.
She's always been with the Creed brothers.
Yes, exactly.
So she fit right in.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
The only thing to me that happened on SmackDown was the main event, Carmelo Hayes versus Cody.
Yeah.
That was it for me, too.
I was scared that Cody fucked up his shoulder.
I know, right?
When he did that dive, I'm like, no. All this build up to be champion, you're gonna fuck your shoulder up. he's okay.
Yeah,
he's all right, but still, it's like no.
It was still scary. Yeah,
it was.
Hell yeah. NXT, they had that underground fight, which honestly, it wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't bad either.
It was better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah,
because even when we talked about underground matches before, we're like, oh god. But this one in particular wasn't that bad.
No.
Yeah. But that was the only thing for NXT.
Yeah.
Now they get this thing going with this envelope with Lash Legend. I'm like, no.
With them too. It's like, no. Okay, we know they're together. We know the
are they really?
They are together, yeah, in real life.
Oh, wow. Oh, no shit.
Yeah, trick and Lash, but it's like, come on, don't play that. Don't start NXT with that. And that was supposed to be his debut as champion.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
Trick is NXT. You know, a few years ago, we would never have said that.
It's that whoop that era.
The whoop that era?
Whoop that era. That's what he's calling this new era, with the whoop that era. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
God.
Yeah.
Jesus. AEW, I mean, do we add that? Do we got to add more to that?
No.
Jericho, not really. You got Jericho.
I was watching it tonight. I'm like, when am I watching here? You got
there were 3 hours on Wednesday. Combined Dynamite and Rampage. Yeah.
You got the Learning Tree versus the Wrestler. Yay.
Yeah. Oh my god. And did you hear Taz on there? What do you want me? I know, right? Yeah. I think it was before the match even started when they were walking down. I'm trying to be professional. What do you want me to do? Curse him out? Yes.
Oh, God. Dude. Hurting your son, attacking your son.
You know what I noticed, though? I was watching an older SmackDown where he was commentating.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back, go to any one of them where Taz was commentating and compare that to what he does now. Totally different. Yes. Because the way he was doing it. Yeah. Because the way he was doing it back then, when he was with WWE on SmackDown commentator, it's different than how he does it. Like in this one.
Like a good different or a bad different?
What do you mean?
Like, is he better at when he was a WWE commentator?
Yes.
Or is he
better
at AEW?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because the way he was calling the matches when he was with WWE, he does not do in in AEW. Like, he kind of calls it, but then he's constantly referring to himself. He's constantly saying, well, you know, like, he insults everybody that listens. He insults their freaking intelligence to no end. Mm-hmm. Big is a bit watch. When you look at those listening, just take a gander at it.
Could it be because he has someone talking in his ear?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because AEW doesn't sound like they have anyone talking.
No. And that's why it's so bad. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's so bad because, you know, like I said, how many times has Taz has to describe what the injury is? And how many times did he have to say, yeah, I had that happen to me back when I was, you know, wrestling back in the day, blah, 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 in 1942, and then hit me in the doula oblongatas and blah, 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 blah. But in WWE, he wasn't doing that. He was not doing that. Yeah. I noticed that. Because, what was it, yesterday? Yeah, I think it was after Dynamite, because there was no way I was watching fucking Rampage.
No.
I switched it to, I went to, I guess it's off of Peacock, but on the cable that I got it's just the WWE. And they were just, you know, replaying old matches, you know, from back in the day. And it just happened to be one from SmackDown. And he was commentator, and he was it was different. I was like, God damn, how come you can't be like this in AEW? You know,
because he's not being the puppeteer.
No, no, because he wants to fucking glorify himself all the fucking time. It's like, dude, nobody cares. What's Jericho calling the belt now? The FTW for the world.
For the world, yeah. He's the learning tree. What the fuck?
Here's the thing, though. Here's the
educator. Thing.
Bro, are you going to trademark that too, motherfucker? I guarantee you, no other wrestler is going to call themselves the learning tree.
No.
Educator or the rarefied heir of Jericho.
Yeah. Or the pacemaker or whatever the fuck he called himself.
I'm sorry. He's hurting himself more than anything in AEW.
I think so.
I mean, people say, oh, well, Jericho needs to get out of that. They're hurting him. No, motherfuckers. He's hurting himself.
Yeah.
In AEW.
He is.
It's, wow.
He is. No. Now, what do you guys think about what happened with Kenny Omega?
Interesting. To an extent. It feels like they're starting to put a story together because they said originally they fired Omega.
Yeah.
Then he comes back. He'll probably go against Okada and yada, yada, yada. But, yeah. It is what it is. If they can get this story going, I'd be interested into it because it's be one story, you know, that they actually have going.
Yeah, because they were a tag team in New Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But do you think I'm pretty sure FTR is going to get involved and, but it's gotta be, that's 3-3. No, 4. Cause they got Jack Perry.
Perry. Yeah.
So who would be the fourth?
Darby! No, I'm just kidding. I'm not making fun of him. He's really hurt now.
That's okay. You can still make fun of him. How the hell you get hit by a bus, bro?
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to
Why are you walking with a broken foot anyways?
You got a broken foot. What the fuck are you going out in the street and getting hit by a goddamn bus?
Right?
Like, did you try to jump over the motherfucker?
Probably.
You know, had a broken foot and say, oh, I'll do this shit.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. I mean, somebody up above really doesn't want him to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, he should take that as a hint, bro.
Exactly. Broken foot, bus.
What? Right.
You know, fucking, like, seriously, don't do it, bro.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Just leave that shit alone. Leave it alone.
No, you think about it, like a serious form, another fourth man into this. I don't even have a clue because there's nobody really, unless you bring somebody random from New Japan or, you know, somewhere like that, that nobody knows about.
Yeah, but explain their history and who they are if you're going to do that.
Exactly. Yes. Which is what they fail to do time and time again. Like, come on, man.
One of many.
We've seen Shibata on there and no one even knows anything about him.
No.
Exactly. That or from the CMLL guys.
Yeah.
No offense to them, but and let me tell you something, man.
They're good. They are good. I'm shocked, honestly, that they didn't even bring in Psycho Clown yet. And Psycho Clown is huge in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm curious that if they ever bring him in AEW, would he still get the same reaction? I doubt it. He would.
I doubt. Well, the thing is, Tony, they would fuck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the wrestling fans, I guarantee you, wouldn't know who Psycho Clown is.
No. They'll call him a Mexican Doink the Clown or something.
And then he'll go into AEW and they'll be like,
he'll job out to somebody.
They won't know who he is. And it'll be a shame because he is talented.
Yeah.
People actually did research and looked into him.
Yeah, and
he's really fucking good.
And of course, there was Triple Mania. I think it was last weekend. Nick Nemeth, also known as Dolph Ziggler, is the AAA Mega Champion. He beat Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah,
yes,
he's doing really well. Days.
Yeah, he's doing really well for himself.
He is. Well,
I'm happy for him.
If you ever listen to some of the interviews he's done since he left, he has no grudge against WWE releasing him. You know, so
I don't understand why he would anyway.
Yeah,
like they kept him employed for 20 years.
Yeah,
and he was champion numerous times.
Yeah,
good stories.
Yep,
I don't see why he would have beef with him.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But good for him. I mean, and it's like I said, it doesn't matter who you are. You still got to look for work, you know.
And of course,
with a name like him, of course, he's going to get work. You know what I'm saying?
And you AEW fanboys, I'm just calling you out right now. Just because WWE releases you does not mean that you have to go to AEW to succeed.
Exactly.
I mean, Nick Nemeth has shown right then and there.
Yeah, he could have easily went with his brother.
He could have. Matt Cardona is another one.
Yeah.
He's bigger than, I mean, yes, he's been in AEW two or three times, but hey, he's bigger in GCW and everywhere else that he's been.
All the indies, yeah.
I just read that Bill Alfonso showed up in MLW.
Oh, really?
He just recently, he showed up in MLW as a manager.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Jeez. All right.
I got to have a talk with somebody. But anyway.
Right.
What else do we got? Anything else? Just the
I think
pay-per-view this weekend, which is going to be held in France.
Yes. 1 o'clock
Eastern, 11 West Coast. Mm-hmm. We will be watching it, and then we're going to give our review on it next week, next Thursday.
Yes.
So make sure y'all tune into that. Anything else? Close it up.
I think that's it. Yes.
Fuck it, man. Yeah. Let's close up the show with that being said. I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man,
Clay Cummings,
and the Dean /heel / wait a minute, Elio / fucking. See, you made me forget my train of thought.
Gentlemen.
He's not a gentleman no more.
Okay. My bad.
All right, and the Dean.
Elio Canella.
I love peace and wrestling. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Scratch the record. After the show, we have the five-second shuffle championship, which Clay currently holds and was talking trash to Elio last week for not showing up.
Which Elio, the eyes of men is scared of anything.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Which I'm here to defend, motherfucker. I
run. Damn.
Yeah.
And yeet. Yeet, is it yeet or no yeet?
It's always yeet.
Yeah. Sure. And if you're new to that, basically what I do is I just hit a random shuffle. I hit the shuffle button on my phone. Random song pops up. I only play 5 seconds of it. These guys got to guess who it is. And the first one is seven wins. It's just how we ride off into the sunset until next week. Well, we'll give you the PLE in France. With that being said, again, I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man.
Clay Cummings.
God damn it, I forgot the forbidden songs.
Ah, shit.
If any of these songs pops up, they get an automatic deduction from their score. These songs are Taz, Crispin Wall, Reba Gill, Hook, Last Legend, Julian Hall. With that being said again, I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man.
Three times a charm, Clay Cummings.
Why not? And the D.
Elio Canella.
All right, now, love, peace, and wrestling. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
All right, Clay, you got champion's peace. Advantage. You can either go first or pass it off to Elio.
I'll go first.
All right, here's your first one.
You know you
will. Oh!
Wow!
Can't take
your eyes away from that.
Ouch!
I'm the hottest thing to slice bread.
Haven't heard that one in a long time.
You're going to start out with that.
Wow, what a
fucking thought. Scene. Wow.
Should have passed it off to Elio.
I should have, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right, it is on to Elio. Elio can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Is that Tyson Kidd?
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Ah, fuck. Is that Mustafa Ali?
No, it is not. It's T-Bar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Clay. Clay's got minus one. He's got to climb out the hole already with this one. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Bro, what the hell?
What?
Wow. Holy shit. Fucking Taz.
The man. Fuck did I do? Jesus.
I think Elio tapped on to my phone.
I think he was listening when we were talking about him earlier.
Probably.
Probably. God.
But the thing is, I was the one talking shit.
Right?
yeah, but he's like, Clay's going to pay for it, though.
Damn.
It's not right. I didn't do shit. I'm innocent.
All right. Clay's down. Minus two. Ooh.
It's all right. It's not about to start. It's about to finish.
Yeah, that's what she there said. You go. It's off to Elio. Elio's got zero. He can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Uncle Howdy.
It is Uncle Howdy.
Wow.
You are on the board with one. Goes to Clay. Clay's got minus two. He's got to climb out the hole with this one. Here you go.
Disco Inferno.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Electra Lopez.
It is Electra Lopez.
Bruh, man.
Wow. All righty, then.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Time to Elio. Elio's got two. He can get three with this one. Here you go.
Yeah! Wade Barrett.
It is Wade Barrett.
Oh, boy.
You are on the
board. This is looking bad.
Yeah, it is looking bad.
This is
you are on the board with three goals to Clay. Clay's got minus two. He can get minus one with this one. Here you go.
Jim
Bailey.
Bailey.
That's been a long time since we hear that one.
I know.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of catchy. I miss the song. I don't really miss the Bailey character, but I miss the song.
No. I like this Bailey better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So that brings you to minus one. Goes to Elio. Elio's got three. He can get four with this one. Here you go.
Benjamin and Gable.
It is.
Wow.
Wow. Elio.
Blast from the past.
Right? Elio's got four. Goes to Clay. Clay's got minus one.
I just have to laugh.
He can get zero with this one. Here you go.
You better hold on tight. I'm gonna love you nice. I'm gonna do it right.
Carlito.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Ashley Massaro.
Who?
Ashley Massaro.
It is.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Damn.
Elio is not playing today.
No, he's not.
Holy shit. Dang. Wow. Elio's got five. It's on to Elio. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
Bailey?
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Sonya Deville.
It is Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
There you go. You are out of the negatives with that one.
Damn. Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's on to Clay. He can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
I think that's some shit.
Holy shit. Jesus, man. He can't get to break.
No, I can't. It's like I get that hand out of the hole and then dirt comes flying right back at
Undertaker said, nope.
Basically.
Wow.
Jeez.
On to Elio. Elio's got five. He can get six with this one. Here you go.
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy. You are on the board with six. Goes to Clay. Clay's got minus one. Clay needs eight.
At this point, I'm just looking for zero right now. Like, seriously, at least somewhat positive.
Right?
It. Damn.
Holy shit. All right, let's see if you can climb out the hole with this one. Here you go.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe.
Zero.
You are on the board with zero. Goes to Elio. Elio's got six. He can win it with this one. Here you go.
Is that King Corbin?
It is King Corbin.
Son of a bitch. I thought you were going to miss that one, dude.
I did too.
I'm not joking. I'm like, oh, please.
I got Goldie back. My Ciampa. I got Goldie back. here's the other thing. Next week's my last show. Then I'm out for a week. I'm taking my championship and heading down to Mexico.
Damn. He was punk at Money in the Bank. Look at that.
I'm like CM Punk. I'm taking time to splitting.
Jesus Christ. There you go. What the fuck is going on here?
He's for real.
God dang. Okay, I told y'all Elio turned heel. All right, thank y'all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week. See ya. We'll be right back.